Coach's Insight continues here on Care 93.7, talking Jefferson County North basketball, joined by girls head coach, that is Steve Knoll, presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, the team playing some good basketball right now, three straight wins. Last time out last week, a win against Oskaloosa, 39-27. What's it like here in the last week and a half or so watching your team and performing the way that they have?
Really good. You know, we still have moments where we're not playing as well as we want, but you know, I thought we played most of a good game there against Valley Falls, and then carried that over into the Troy game on last Thursday, probably our best game of the year. We came out and played pretty good defense that first quarter, had a 16-0 lead, and just kind of built from there. And I thought that was probably as close as we've been to a complete game all year. And then I thought we started off at times, we had our moments against Oskaloosa, looked pretty good, but I think also we were a little tired and we had some sickness go through and everything. That, you know, we just weren't able to play the way we wanted to the whole game. And Oskaloosa kept plugging away and just never let us pull away from them and made a game out of it there all the way into the fourth quarter and, you know, until the end of the game, really, because it was 6 to 8 point game most of the way. So, but the good thing is, you know, games like that, we let teams kind of come back on us in the past, and this time we were able to hold the leads and keep going from there. So I think we've seen some growth. We just got to continue improving like that.
Third straight win again after the victory over Oskaloosa, wins over Valley Falls, Troy, and just mentioned Oskaloosa, getting your team to 5-4. But you get a rematch with ACCHS tonight. You just saw them right at the beginning of the month. ACCHS, one of the top tier teams in the Northeast Kansas League right now. What needs to be different this time around to pull that win?
Well, we've got to get out on their shooters. I thought we did a good job first quarter. The first time we played them was kind of contested shots. And then as the game went on, we let them get too many open looks. And kind of game kind of got away from us there a little bit. So hopefully we can do a better job on that this time. Also, we're going to have to handle their pressure. I think they're going to come at us with a press. We got to be ready for that, and for the most part, our press offense has got a little better as the season's gone on, so hopefully we can continue to build there as well.
Real quick, before we let you go, and we appreciate the time as always, after your game tonight against ACCHS, you got your midseason tournament next week, games on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday with championship Saturday slated next week. Rossville, Valley Falls, Prairie LeCompton, Oskaloosa, and the NEK Saints taking part along with your squad next week. Give us a quick glimpse on what the midseason tournament is like and how it's going to shape out next week.
Well, we're down to six teams this year. Had a couple teams get out, but you know, it's kind of unique. The six teams, we went with two pools, three teams each, and the way the records broke, all of our league schools ended up in the same brag or the same pool. So instead of getting to see somebody different maybe a couple times, the only day all of us league schools are going to see somebody different will be the Saturday part of it. So, you know, that brings up the possibility throughout the season we can see Oski as many as four times or Valley Falls as many as four times. You don't want to play somebody that many times, but going to come down to next week. You know, we know what both those teams do. They know what we do, and teams are going to have to come out and execute against each other.
That is Steve Knoll, Jefferson County North girls basketball coach, joining us here. Coach's Insight on Care 93.7, presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. A league game tonight against ACCHS, and then their midseason tournament beginning on Monday with games Monday, Tuesday, and Friday next week. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon.